Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Chris Trapasso here for another episode of the Prospect Podcast. I'm going to try something today that I did, I think like a year ago, or maybe it was in the off season, that I think was pretty well received for just something completely different that you're not going to normally hear on the Prospect Podcast. It is an audio version of a column that I wrote that is live on a Tuesday late morning at CBSSports.com. And I wanted to do this because it's not every day that I get truly like an opinion column opportunity at CBS Sports. I did pitch this to my editors. It's not like I never get them, but it's every once in a while it happens and I feel pretty strongly about this. It's a hot topic. So let me begin. All right. So the article that I sent in with this headline, and the headline may get tweaked a little bit, is why we need to be careful about anointing Mac Jones as the NFL's next great young quarterback. So again, you may not see that exact headline on CBSSports.com. I'm not sure. It's in the editing process as we speak, or as I'm recording this. But that's the headline that I sent in. And I think that's important to point out. Like, nothing against my editors or any editors on the internet. They do, I think, a lot of times thankless jobs that are very important, but a lot of times headlines get changed and it's not on the writer to write the headline or to have the headline that is ultimately out there to the internet and for you to read it. All right, here we go. How someone perceives the start of Mac Jones' NFL career is more of a reflection of what he or she values in a quarterback than anything else. The most alluring aspect of Jones, the prospect, was his high floor. He typically threw accurately to the correct receiver at Alabama en route to off-the-charts efficiency and arguably an offensive environment more conducive to quarterback success than any other in college football history. And Jones has provided the Patriots with, you guessed it, high floor play heading into Week 11. While New England hasn't been able to provide him with quite the advantages the Crimson Tide could, the Patriots have smartly spoon-fed him responsibility in the offense. Because what gave many, including myself, pause with Jones the prospect was his lower ceiling. He has an average at its very best arm and clearly substandard athleticism to create with his legs when things aren't perfect. With a high frequency of short, schemed open, easy completions, Jones' main duty has been to quickly get the ball out of his hands to the open receiver, and he's done that robotically. He's been accurate on 87.3% of the nearly 50% of his passes that have been made behind the line of scrimmage or up to 5 yards beyond it. And there's value in that. And I understand if that's what you value most in a quarterback, being capable of meticulously operating a well-oiled, low-risk, you can't go broke taking a profit offense. It's gotten the Patriots pass offense into the top half of Football Outsiders pass defense DVOA, 15th currently, after finishing 27th in that vital metric just a season ago. But after New England's demolition of the Browns, which extended the club's winning streak to 4 games, a narrative was born that Jones would be the first quarterback selected if the 2021 class redrafted today. Heck, I've even seen suggestions that he's having an impact on this Patriots team that rivals early career Andrew Luck in Indianapolis. As someone who's watched all of Mac Jones' dropbacks this season as part of my weekly young quarterback grade series, those ideas are preposterous. I feel a disconnect on the Jones storyline because, while I'm certainly not opposed to high floor prospects, at quarterback, in the first round, the primary goal should be high ceiling. Why is that? Because eventually in the NFL, the quarterback, if he is to be legitimately Super Bowl caliber, must mask team flaws. And what Jones has essentially done so far is simply not pollute a thriving environment around him. In late June, I ranked the first round quarterbacks by team situation, which of course everyone realizes is vital to a young passer's development. While having the worst skill position group of the bunch, I labeled the Patriots as a club with the second best offensive line and play caller and the third best defense. As it turns out, Jones' offensive line is playing better than any of the blocking units protecting first-year quarterbacks, and the defense is clearly the best. And when you watch Jones, the lack of upside is as overtly apparent as his keen ability to get the ball out accurately and in a hurry. If teams could repick the 2021 draft today, I am not hesitating to pick Trevor Lawrence at number one overall. Heck, the main change I'd make is Justin Fields at number two. Trey Lance remains a complete enigma, and yeah, maybe Zach Wilson slightly damaged his reputation with his play before his injury. But the smart and accurate Jones would still be, at best, the third or fourth passer off my board. In a defense of Jones, selling him as a brilliantly mistake-averse model game manager would be wrong. His 2.2% interception rate is only the 18th lowest in the NFL. And his 5.6% sack rate is the 15th lowest. But right now for the Patriots, none of that matters. They've quietly constructed a quarterback-friendly atmosphere for their youthful quarterback, and the defense is surging. Has Jones played well for a rookie? Absolutely. Yet, while grading him, it's been a challenge almost every week to find throws worth highlighting, good or bad. Maybe he's the next super successful passer that wins from the pocket in spite of his limited mobility and weak arm. But are you seeing a lot of those types in today's NFL? I'm not. Based on what he's done individually to date, I'm just not ready to anoint Jones as the next young star quarterback in the NFL. And I totally get that that will be controversial. And that was the end of the article, by the way. I totally will get that's a little controversial because I was all yesterday. Is he better than Andrew Luck was? Is he, you know, he would go ahead of Trevor Lawrence. And it's just crazy. It's crazy talk. All right, that'll do it for me today. Thank you so much for listening to this short episode, an audio article of the Prospect Podcast.